In housing news, a former Dartmouth hotel is being converted into supportive housing. The old Travelodge on Yorkshire Avenue is being renamed to The Overlook. We're here today with Marie-France LeBlanc. Thank you, Marie, for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about your area of expertise?
Well, I'm the CEO of the North End Community Health Center, and we are a community health center that supports people who are experiencing homelessness or poverty. And as such, we have been working with partners to develop a supportive housing initiative, which is basically what you just described, the Overlook, which we are just opening up. So the new housing is going to be for those experiencing homelessness and addiction who are actively using, and we are providing wraparound services to support them to stay housed. It's going to be a 24/7 operation with nurse-led personal care workers. There'll be a dispensary, there'll be an addiction specialist, and housing support workers there to support people to remain housed.
And how many people will this hotel be able to house?
60 people. We also will be having part of the hotel will be a step down unit. It's not a hotel, it's an apartment complex. What we've done is we've turned all of the rooms into apartments, either bachelor's or one bedrooms. And but part of the units will be used for palliative care and step down units as well.
Why the name The Overlook? I was curious. Isn't that from The Shining?
No, it's not. But you're not the first to have mentioned that. It overlooks the city. So it's got a wonderful, wonderful view. I mean, another person has also mentioned that, you know, it is going to house people that have traditionally been overlooked. But really, it's about the view of the city.
And how did you receive funding to change this hotel into apartments for people in need?
Well, it's a partnership. The Affordable Housing Association of Nova Scotia actually purchased the building using funds from both the federal, municipal, and provincial governments through the Rapid Housing Initiative, as well as through money from the province. And we are receiving funds from the province to actually run the program. So it's a partnership with the Department of Community Services in that respect.
And this is open currently?
No, we're about to open it. So construction has ended. We're just awaiting our occupancy permit, which may come today. And then we'll start to move in people. And it'll be a phased approach because, you know, moving in 60 people all at once to a brand new facility with a brand new program would not necessarily be the prudent approach. So we'll be moving people in over the next few weeks.
What are some of the challenges that you had putting this together?
Well, it's a brand new program. I mean, there's other models throughout Canada, and we just had to make it our own. You know, construction has not been easy over the last year, so there were some delays in that respect. Finding staff and the appropriate staff, and then, you know, building the policies and the procedures and all of that sort of stuff. So I wouldn't say there were challenges, but it was an enormous amount of work. Delays in construction would have been the most challenging part of this because, you know, we would have liked to have people in September. Then, you know, then we thought maybe November, and here we are in December. You know, every delay meant people were staying and living on the street longer than we would have liked them to. But here we are.
It's always good to see the province providing more housing, as, you know, housing is one of the biggest problems in Nova Scotia. I was wondering, is there any other housing that's going to be available within the next year? Any other initiatives that you're working on that we can keep an eye out for?
Yes, we're working on several initiatives over the next year, as are many service providers. So there's lots and lots of new housing that is coming on board. Not enough. You know, we have 700 people on the by name list looking for housing, and those are just the ones that we know. But certainly we will have a new building that we're closing on next week, which is just part of our ongoing purchasing housing stock that we can put people that are looking for housing. There's less than a 1% vacancy rate. So we really support those that are either experiencing homelessness or deep poverty. So our affordable housing is really $535 a month. So right now, and we're always looking to purchase new new buildings so that we can house people that we support. So, but I know that the government is also working at developing more mobile modular housing and more more opportunities. So I think over the next year we will. But again, I don't think 700 persons worth, but we'll keep trying.
Can we talk about funding? I guess how much did it take to make this happen? And are there any extra funds on the side for people who would require more assistance in the future?
Everybody that we work with has a housing support worker, and that housing support worker works with those individuals to get help them to access the funds that they can access through the Department of Community Services. So, so there is definitely funds in that respect. Where the funding is always hard is that we have less than a 1% vacancy rate in the city. So it's really just getting the housing, as opposed to once we find the housing, we have the opportunity to place people in it and to get the funding for that. We receive the funding through a partnership with the Department of Community Services. Over the last couple of years, we've had a lot of success working with them. Our organization really focuses on people that require our specific expertise. So those are people with the highest needs, those that need medical supports, health supports, in order to remain housed. But there are other organizations in the city that work with the various communities that don't need that level of support. So we work with the Department of Community Services and the Department of Health in order to provide those supports.
Thank you so much, Marie. Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences listening?
Just that, you know, the homelessness crisis is one that is affecting so many people. And it is not a choice to be living on the street, but rather a result of systemic issues that we have as a society. So, you know, I encourage everybody to practice compassion and to be aware that this is not a choice that people have made. So when you're walking by an encampment or a shed or someone that's experiencing all of the side effects of living so that was experiencing homelessness, to you know, please exercise compassion.